The government thinks it has the recipe right for feeding school children and early childhood kids, while also slashing the cost to taxpayers. Ka Ora Ka Ako, the Healthy School Lunches program, has been run by a mixture of providers, including local cafes and caterers, at a cost of about $300 million a year. The government's announced its plan to cut that by $107 million by using its bulk buying power to provide food to high schools at a lower cost. For now, the scheme for primary schools stays the same, with those schools free to use their chosen supplier. Soul Kitchen serves up lunch at Opanaki High School, as well as a number of local primary schools, and co-owner Belinda Philp joins us now. Hi, Belinda.
Kia ora, Lisa. How are you?
I'm okay. What does this mean for you, though, in terms of your high school contract?
Well, that is an excellent question, and I guess in some ways we're still thinking through the ramifications of that. Initially for us, it means an impact on our staff. We currently have 5 full-timers and 1 part-timer, and so I'm not quite sure what that's going to look like because it has drastically cut our lunches that we supply.
How many lunches do you do for the high school?
For the high school, we supply 300 lunches a day, Monday to Friday. For the Opanaki Primary School, we supply 169 on Wednesday to Friday. And for our kura, we supply 25. So that's just a little, but a beautiful little school.
So, with the government's plan here to be the bulk purchaser of raw ingredients, potentially, are you thinking, Belinda, when it comes to your high school contract, you're going to have to lay staff off?
Yeah, absolutely. And then that hurts my heart,
Can you?
I don't quite know what to do with that.
can you compete, though, because the government is saying that by buying big, it will get big discounts, and it wants to take the cost of a lunch from just over $8 to $3. I mean, what does it cost to make now, and can you compete with that?
The lunches I supply cost me more than that in food cost alone. I'm not sure how big suppliers could get that price right down without compromising quality.
Well, tell me what one of your lunches looks like for the high school.
Oh, so yesterday we served a lasagna with pork mince, and it was loaded with hidden veggies that the kids have no idea about, so I won't tell you what veggies are hidden in there, but it is a lasagna, and on the side they get a small muffin or brownie, which we buy in, but it contains vegetable content as well, and they would have got fruit as well from the previous day's option that was kind of left over, so still there available for the kids to choose if they wished.
And by your calculation, Belinda, that lunch would cost way more than what the government is aiming for, $3
a lunch. The food cost on that, I when I'm doing my budgets, I try to keep it at about 50%. So it's likely to be $4.20 to create that lunch.
Do you always do hot lunch?
Not always. We change up. So over summer we have a lot more sandwiches, pasta salads, that kind of thing. But in winter it is all hot.
Okay.
The kids prefer it by far.
It's interesting that you raise the sandwich, Belinda, because David Seymour is trumpeting the return of the sandwich. He's saying less extravagant meals, more kind of like, you know, what most people are used to in a school lunchbox, a sandwich with, you know, a piece of fruit and some other kind of snack. Could you do that for $3? And do you think it would be as nutritious as what you are providing?
I possibly could do that for $3, but I don't know if you've had kids, but my kids never liked sandwiches. So I question the uptake. And when we do sandwiches over summer, we actually deliberately drop the number of lunches we supply and charge the government accordingly because we know that they're not as popular.
So that brings
us...
Sorry, sorry to interrupt, Belinda, but that brings us to the next big thing, which is waste, because part of revamping this scheme, according to the minister, is to cut back on waste. Do you track waste and do you know how much food is wasted?
We are able to at the high school because we're boots on the ground there. We are in the canteen. Formally tracking waste has just been implemented in the last term, and so we did that. We would eyeball the waste, and so we would adjust lunches to suit.
Appreciate your time, Belinda. Yeah. That is Belinda Philp, who is from Soul Kitchen, and it serves up lunches at Opanaki High School. It also supplies some of the local primary schools. Under the new scheme, the future of their high school contract is... in question.